This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
While this year's Democratic primary campaign hasn't turned out the way he had hoped, Bernie Sanders has done especially well with young voters. Despite recent losses, the Vermont senator says he's winning the generational debate. Danielle Kading has more on why many young voters in Wisconsin are backing Sanders, even as other Democrats rally around Joe Biden.
Young voters are a key part of Bernie Sanders' presidential run, and the polls look convincing. A recent one from Marquette University Law School showed more than two-thirds of young Wisconsin voters support him. 23-year-old Janice Wortley is one of them. The Ashland resident says she's been Bernie since the beginning.
I've seen him decenter himself time and time again and say, this isn't about me. It's about political revolution. This is about getting people together to talk about the issues that matter to us and demand the change that we need right now.
She and 18-year-old Ella Severson of Ashland spoke recently, before social distancing measures were put in place, over coffee at a shop called the Sandbar overlooking the Shawamigan Bay of Lake Superior. Severson says she's voting for Sanders because of the grassroots support he's built for progressive policies.
And it's that movement that I'm voting for. I'm voting for healthcare. I'm voting for taxing the wealthy. I'm voting for a cleaner environment.
Exit polls show Sanders continuing to win with young voters, even as it looks like the rest of the race could be slipping away. Sanders admits his campaign hasn't been as successful as they'd hoped in growing turnout. Still, he says they're winning the generational debate.
I say to the Democratic establishment, in order to win in the future, you need to win the voters who represent the future of our country. And you must speak to the issues of concern to them.
While young voters support Sanders' progressive agenda, the Vermont senator so far hasn't been able to translate that into the turnout he needs to win the Democratic nomination. Eleanor Powell is an associate professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She says youth turnout is historically lowest among all age groups, often below 50%. She says there are often many hurdles for young voters.
They may be voting for the first time. Young people move around a lot. They're going to college. They're switching among apartments. There's a lot of transition, and that comes with a lot of bureaucratic hurdles in terms of getting registered in the new place, switching over your registration, et cetera, learning where the new polling place is. So there are a lot of sort of classic turnout reasons why young voters tend to participate at much lower rates.
But Joe Biden does speak to some young Democratic voters, including 21-year-old Superior resident Jared Pearson. Pearson thinks the former vice president would make progress on issues like climate change, the economy, and the opioid epidemic. But Pearson hopes he will also bridge the divide among Americans.
Where you can disagree with someone, but still find common ground and still hopefully be able to recognize that person as a fellow member of the country, of your community, and as a human being. And I believe that that is the kind of progress that we need to make, not just for politics, but for society as a whole. And Joe Biden talks greatly about healing the soul of this nation.
Pearson hopes Biden can rally Sanders supporters if the former vice president wins the nomination. Severson and Swartley say they would rally for Biden if he wins, but the thought doesn't excite Swartley.
It's going to be a lot harder for me to do that with my neighbors, given Biden's track record, given his more moderate policies, but you know, I'm still willing to do that.
Severson adds that electability and enthusiasm don't always go hand in hand. She'd like to see more than the same old politics that have historically won the White House. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.